And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 4th. The Beatles played a Royal Command performance at, a Royal Command performance in England for Queen Elizabeth. John Lennon was famously recorded in the introduction of Twist and Shout as saying to those in the expensive seats, rattle the jewelry, while the others applaud. Very cute. The band documentary, The Last Waltz, opened this week in 1977. The musical Buddy Holly, The Buddy Holly Story, opened on Broadway this week in 1990 and ran for 225 performances. This week in 1967, B.G. Robin Gibb was on a train that derailed near London, killing 49 people. Robin himself survived. Announcer Al Voren first said Elvis has left the building at the end of a Minneapolis concert by the King. Happened this week in 1971. Kenny Rogers and the First Edition made their national TV debut on the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour this week in 1967. The musical Jersey Boys, the story of the Four Seasons, opened on Broadway this week in 2005. In 1981, the Kingston Trio reunited at Magic Mountain in California, and the reunion concert aired as a special on public broadcasting 3 months later. John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival was cleared in court of charges that he plagiarized himself. This week in 1988, that judgment came down. His former record label thought that The Old Man Down the Road sounded too much like Run Through the Jungle. Elvis began filming the movie Wild in the Country this week in 1960. Cynthia Lennon was granted a divorce from John this week in 1968. In 1974, Connie Francis was sexually assaulted in a Long Island, New York motel. The Dave Clark Five performed for Queen Elizabeth at the Royal Variety Show in London, England, this week in 1965. In 1962, this week, a bullet hit a Motown tour bus in Savannah, Georgia. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Gene Terrell was named to replace Diana Ross in the Supremes this week in 1968. Elvis's Jailhouse Rock movie had a national release this week in 1957. In 1953, Buddy Holly's radio show debuted on KDAV-AM in Lubbock, Texas. Well, it was this week in 1966 that a rumor spread that Paul was dead. Well, it happened this week, but very, very fortunately, Paul McCartney very much alive. This week in 61, Brian Epstein saw the Beatles perform for the first time at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, England, and he later became their manager. The very first issue of Rolling Stone magazine was released this week in 1967. On the cover was John Lennon. David Crosby left the Byrds this week in 1967. Jailhouse Rock and Wake Up Little Susie were the number one and number two songs on Billboard's Pop, Country, and Rhythm and Blues charts simultaneously this week in 1957. Buddy Holly began his first tour opening for George Jones and Hank Locklin this week in 1956. Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls were injured in a Marion, Arkansas car crash while touring with the Pilgrim Travelers Gospel Group in 1958. Lou was actually pronounced dead at the scene, was able to be revived, and sadly, his chauffeur did pass away. This week in 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior and became the subject of a Gordon Lightfoot song the following year in 1975. Elvis Presley's last feature film, Change of Habit, opened in 69. Frank Sinatra began filming his movie A Hole in the Head with Eddie Hodges this week in 1958. In 1984, Marvin Gaye Sr. was given 5 years probation for shooting his son, Marvin Gaye. In the studio, Jerry Reed recorded Amos Moses in 69, I should say. Joe Tex recorded Hold What You Got in 1964. Ferlin Husky recorded Gone in 1956. Harry Nilsson began recording Everybody's Talking in 67. The Everly Brothers' very first recording sessions took place for Columbia Records in 1955, but there were no hits, and they were soon dropped from the label. Dee Clark recorded Your Friends in 1960. Connie Francis cut My Happiness this week in 1958. Birthdays: Art Garfunkel is 76, Peter Noon from Herman's Hermits is 71, Ike Turner born in 1931, Doug Sam from the Sir Douglas Quintet born in 1941 this week, Glenn Frey from the Eagles born in 48, Mike Clifford is 75, PJ Proby turns 80. Ray Conniff, born this week in 1916. Johnny Rivers is 75. D. Clark, born in 38. Mary Travers from Peter, Paul, and Mary, born in 1937. Joni Mitchell turns 75. Al Hurt is born in 1922. Nick Gilder is turning 67. Minnie Riperton, born in 48. Bonnie Bramlett from Delaney and Bonnie is 74. Michael Johnson, born this week, 1944. Leif Garrett, 57. Ricky Lee Jones turned 64. Patty Page was born this week in 1927. Tom Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival and brother of John Fogerty, born this week, 1941. Dave Loggins is 72. Tommy Facenda, 79. Q Sakamoto, born 1941. Donna Fargo is 73. Greg Lake was born this week, 1947. And Stonewall Jackson is turning 86. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 4th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.